This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Will internet kill the radio star? A handful of websites are giving a big assist to would-be radio jocks. All they need are a computer and a telephone. Jeffrey Bennett is the show's web producer. He joins me now to talk about it. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So what are we talking about here technology-wise?
Yeah, well, some are calling it the future of blogging. As you said, all you need is a computer with web access and a phone, and websites like Blog Talk Radio and Skypecast are allowing amateur radio hosts to create live call-in radio shows. And like other web-enabled technology, it's relatively easy to use and it's free. The technology has been around for a while, but it's never been as streamlined and user-friendly as it is now. And the website Blog Talk Radio, for instance, they have already 46,000 shows that have been created by radio hosts.
So you can do call-in on this?
Yeah, you can link up your phone to your computer and have a show similar to ours, although not nearly as good.
Yes, not nearly as widely broadcast.
Right.
But I'm just thinking that you could do some crazy things like this, like family meeting. we're going to have a call-in family meeting.
Exactly.
Could get really ugly.
Tape it and play it back for retribution, always.
Very interesting. So also, we've been discussing the Iowa caucuses. It's a day away. How are people playing this out on our blog?
Well, we linked to an article that described the Iowa electorate as mostly white and middle-aged or older. So on our blog, people are talking about whether the idea of Iowa having the first say is outmoded. News and Views reader Aaron Larimore wrote in our blog, "There is some validity to the complaint that Iowa ought not to be such an important factor, and there is not much diversity in the caucus process. Bearing in mind as well that this is quite a small minority of Iowa voters who actually caucus, one can certainly argue that it's really a bad way to pick a nominee." So that conversation is continuing throughout tomorrow's vote.
And later on in the show, we're going to talk to two black Iowans, two of the 2.5% of the state. So we'll see what they have to say. I also understand we have resources online for folks who want to follow election news.
Right. Well, starting today on our blog, newsandviews.org, you'll be able to get updated news from the campaign trail. It's an archive of all our election-related segments, blogs from NPR's political experts, and profiles of all the candidates. And there's also some resources that let you match your views to the issues of the candidates, so you can find out who you really should be voting for based on the issues and topics.
So we have shut that door on 2007. We're looking ahead to 2008. How can our listeners join in?
We're taking 2008 predictions from our listeners and our News and Views readers. We've done some crystal ball gazing of our own and linked to some news watchers who have their predictions for the year. So anything from entertainment to politics, we want to know what people think is going to come up in the new year.
My prediction, the 2008 Bloggers Roundtables will continue to rock.
They will, indeed.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from our studios at NPR West.